Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Goals. We love them and we hate them. However, having a goal or a dream or intention, aspiration, or however else you might call it, is important. Some people think that setting a goal is difficult and they roll their eyes about it. Yet we all have goals every day. So let's consider this, for example. Some people who are potentially, dealing with depression or something sad may be happy and have a goal of just getting out of bed in the morning. Where a morning person, maybe they want to get that run in before heading off to work. Goals don't have to be big. They really do come in all sizes and all forms, from those annual review goals, these smaller ones we mentioned, to bigger goals of potentially saving for years so that you can buy a house or have a pension when you retire. If you do hate the word goal, change it. Change it to whatever it is that's going to work for you. Your New Year's resolution, your performance appraisal plan, your aspirations, your intentions, whatever that word is, you go ahead and use it. I'm going to use the word goal in our tip today. So I want to provide you with a tip around mindset when it comes to goals. For example, last year I decided with my pain specialist to change parts of my diet so that I would have less arthritic pain. Big thing for me because it was a massive dietary change. So I wanted to feel less pain. So I had very big motivation around this, which is something that you really, really want to have, is motivation around your goals, whether they're big or small. And I also determined when looking at my goals, I could not do it overnight. It had to be something I broke up over several months to close to a year. And that's exactly what I did. So I want you to take some mindset tips today, or maybe around some of the wording around goals that can change your mindset from stopping on Quitter's Day, which is a thing, by the way, the second Friday of January, where people give up on their New Year's resolutions. I want to provide you with a mindset that will keep you on target and will help you if you start to fall down. First of all, remember your motivation behind it. Ask yourself, why is this goal so important? And write it down. So anytime you're about ready to give up on it, you read it and you provide yourself with your own motivation. I did my goal last year because I had a lot of arthritic pain and I was trying to help have less pain and get off some of the medications I was taking, which, by the way, it worked. But I had to ask myself and remind myself why I was doing this. So that's really, really important. You also don't want to create a goal where you're saying, I hope that, or I want to be able to. You need to make those words stronger. It's not I hope to, or you wish, or I want. It's I will do this. I can do this. And in some cases, it's I must do this. Next, you can find people who to be your accountability partners, whether that be, us as a coach, myself as a coach for you, or you have somebody else who can truly keep you accountable. Be careful here with friends and family. Sometimes that accountability isn't as strong as you may need it. If you find yourself challenging your goal and saying, it's okay. You know what? I can do that next year. You need to actually find your motivation by reading that goal that you wrote out and challenge your own thoughts. Change your own thoughts. Remind yourself why you are doing this. And every time you think about writing down your goal or you write down motivation for it or the why behind it, keep the words very positive, forward thinking, like the I will, the I can, I must, and create a growth mindset around it. Rather than something that's saying, I hope this year I will lose 50 pounds, or I hope this year I will get that promotion to be the supervisor. Instead, it is, I will and I can do these things. So that's a growth mindset. There are many other ways out there to keep you going forward and achieving what you want to, but you need to take the first step. You need to decide, what is that goal? You need to really understand why you want it because that becomes your motivation. And then you need to figure out the how. After you know why and you have it written down and you've determined what it is, then you can figure out the how. In my case, I did baby steps. Every month was taking something out or adding something into my diet that I needed to change. I didn't do it all at once. So whatever you do, remember this. Don't give up. Remember, dreams do come true. Goals can come to fruition, and those intentions can happen. So please reach out if you need assistance. I am a coach and consultant, and I'm here to help you. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know has created a goal and needs help, or you're a new leader or struggling leader, we can help you. See our website for more information on our coaching, consulting, and our new Rise to Leadership event and programs. You can find out more about all of this on our amplifyingleadership.ca website, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.